Blog Talk Radio.
Well, welcome everybody to my final thoughts with Mr. CJ Sports, the battle at Bristol. Yes, it was Bristol, baby. Oh, goodness. They what? Worn out. Apologize about the delay. I was supposed to get started about 15 minutes prior, but give me time to talk. There we go. Give me 32 minutes to talk tonight. Oh, Lord have mercy. Welcome to the weekly show, My Final Thought with Mr. CJ Sports. Gives me an opportunity to, talk about a few things, or at least one topic of the night, and get my final thought on it. And last night was 20 years in the making. A football game in the middle of Bristol Motor Speedway. An opportunity to beat a record that had been set since 2013. I want to say it was something like 115,000 in attendance for the Michigan-Notre Dame game. I can't remember the exact number. But they had made it a couple announcements. But I know it was 2013, and I know it was Michigan and Notre Dame. No, I've had the opportunity to go to Bristol Motor Speedway for a couple different years for races. And never had I seen something that I have seen. Never have I seen a crowd like I've seen at the game last night. It was interesting. We got approved for it. Actually, they don't normally approve you when you're about 2 weeks within the event, and I didn't realize the date on it and wasn't paying attention. And it was actually closed down. And so I didn't honestly think it was going to get approved because it was that weekend that I applied for. It was on a Sunday. I must have been like one day within the cutoff date. And I went on that. I applied, and that Monday it said closed, and which means that you're no longer going to apply. And then that Monday night, I get an email saying you've been approved, which really threw us off. But we took an opportunity to go down to up to Bristol Motor Speedway. Rough 2 days. I'm not gonna lie. I had to be up at 5 o'clock in the morning Friday morning Saturday morning to go to work, and I worked. I got off, got home, got some press releases done, got some stuff for the 110 Nation done. We got the kids all ready to go to the babysitters. Shorty got up, got her stuff motivated, and got it. I wanted to be on the road at 10 o'clock, which really wish we would have. It would have made things a little bit easier. But, of course, nobody wants to stay on task or go with the plans I say that makes life easier. So we didn't get on the road till more like 11:30, 12 o'clock. And I put us in and fighting the traffic at around 4 o'clock or so, between 4 and 5 down there in Bristol. But actually, I think we got on the road at 11:30, and we got in like right at 4, but it took us about a good hour to get through everything. Did the event all day long with being up at 5 o'clock in the morning. And then we got back on the road, and I drove the whole way up. I think I didn't drive maybe 30 minutes the whole drive up there. And then I drove the whole night back with me. I drove the whole way back. I did stop, make two stops on the way. My eyes were so heavy, it was horrible. I don't know I got to thank the good Lord for keeping an eye on us. As my eyes kept getting heavy, I ended up pulling over twice for two power naps, and for about 45 minutes to an hour, and then we get back on the road. We finally pulled in here, I want to say it was about 6:45. I slept until 7:45, around, got up, went to work, and was at work for about an hour and a half, came back home, and the rest of the day, yeah, I was done. I've watched some football on the Red Zone on and off today for a lot of the day, but I was in and out, so a lot of sleeping. I had slept till, you know, I think I passed out about 10 o'clock. I slept until 2, might have been 10:30. I slept till 2, and then I was kind of in and out the rest of the afternoon. But had a blast. I tell you what, there was a lot of things that I noted down and took away from this. One, I got to thank SMI. They're the company that owns Bristol Motor Speedway. It felt great going to this deeper world. A couple reasons. One, when we went to go get our credentials, I mean, they may know it a couple times that they know the 15-1 and stuff, which makes you feel good. There's nothing worse than getting a feeling there and they're having trouble finding stuff, because they had trouble finding it in the first. But they knew that they called the 110 Nation somewhere. There's nothing worse than getting there, and they just clued us. I went to Martinsville a couple years ago to do a race, and they had me bouncing around four or five different buildings at least, and they never could find our stuff. Eventually, they called the people that had set me up to be at Martinsville, and the company I was working with that was a partner of the 110 Nation, and they eventually just made wrote me up a pass is basically what ended up happening. So it's nothing worse than getting to a track and there's no clue what's going on. So it was great to know that. It was great to know that we're standing there and the lady comes up and talks to us and says, "You guys going to Kentucky?" And I thought she said, "Are you guys from Kentucky?" I didn't understand the question at first. And she goes, "You guys going to the race in a couple weeks?" And I was like, "Yeah." She goes, "Yeah, I'm the one that saw your paperwork." I was like, "Wow, you know." No, he didn't recognize a little bit more, and I was like, "Yeah," because they actually screwed up and put us misspelled Shorty's name, and she goes, and you know, that's how she kind of remembered us. So it was cool to get off on the right note and speak to people that recognize the 110 stuff. And there's a lot of events that I get to go to, or a lot of events that I do go to that I might not necessarily be my favorite event to go to. I'm not gonna lie, Atlanta's not my favorite track, and it's quite a bit of a haul for us. To go to Atlanta, but I look at that as the more times that the 110 Nation is in front of somebody's face and people see the 110 Nation, the more and more our brand gets out there. And so there's events that I go to. It's not just because I want to go to it. I feel that I need to go there. And you know, that was kind of one of those things that I felt that I needed to go. I wanted to go to this anyway. I have never done an NCAA football game. Not for media. I've only been to like one college game anyway. It was a local college, nothing big. So, you know, it was something I wanted to go because I wanted to see. I mean, they put a football field in the infield of Bristol Motor Speedway. How can you not want to go? We get there, and I tell you what, the traffic, the madness, the tailgating, nothing like I'd ever seen before. I have been to 30, 40 events as media and or as a fan. I've worked in Chapel Hill, bounced for many, many years. I worked at a restaurant right across the street from Duke University. So, I mean, I've seen my fair shares of tailgate parties. I've seen my fair shares of big football games and big important games. Never have I seen what I've seen with the excitement, the energy, the attendance. 156,990 people. There you go. New record. Most ever to attend a college football game. And we got to be part of that. I at least get to say I was part of the largest college football game. And just to watch the grandstands and see the grandstands, you want to get an idea of what it's like, go over to our fan page, 110 Nation Sports. There's a couple of videos. There's one where they did the national anthem. I've been along of it. And there's another one where Shorty was taking a little bit of video showing you the crowd. Like, it was insane. And I have some pictures of the Sea of Orange, is what we called it, of people heading up to the football game. It was crazy. Excuse me. To be there at ground level and see this football game up close and personal, that was definitely something that I don't think Shorty and I will ever forget. Shorty had a little bit better bird eye view of it. It's funny because we had two different press passes, and mine was, I viewed a little bit better than hers because hers was just the photographer, but hers got her so much closer to the football field. She had access to being right there. Our next mission is to have the all access pass where she could be right up on the sidelines taking the pictures. I mean, she was pretty close, but not as close as we would have loved to have it. She said she stuck on the field before they kicked her off once. But to be there with the fans and hear the energy and hear the excitement. I mean, the first quarter and watching Virginia Tech go up 14-0, and where I was standing, where I could see the football field, to the right-hand side was the majority of where the Virginia Tech fans was. So when anything Virginia Tech, you could just hear the stadium or the Coliseum roar from the right. And then when the momentum changed, we watched Tennessee get back into the game and eventually tie it up. Then the whole left side and a little bit more. It was about 60-40, I would say, fan base, maybe even 70-30. Yeah, a lot of Tennessee, obviously, being at Bristol. Then you could hear it get loud, but just to hear the excitement. I had posted on Facebook, and I wrote down my book, listening to the national anthem, and to see the event they put on, I could only describe it as chills. But my hairs literally stood up on my arms, and it was a feeling like no other while the national anthem was going on. To watch Jennifer Needle sing the national anthem, to see the participation and all the fans out there, and they had it set up where they all held up something, and it was an American flag. Then you could see USA in turn one and two, and down the front stretch, you'd see the American flag again. And I think they had it set up for about 75% of the fans in the stadium. If you're looking at over 100,000 people who are holding up something to make this. I think the only part was the part not behind me. It didn't seem like they had anything else. I don't think they had everybody doing it, which would have been cool if they would have. To the fireworks coming out of the top of the stadium, to the flyover, to listening to all the students and fans that were in the stands participate in singing the national anthem. It was beautiful. It was chilling. It made you even forget about all the garbage that's going on with everybody protesting the national anthem, to include the athletes that decided they were going to protest it again today, even though when it was 9/11. It was kind of that opportunity to just kind of get away from all that, and you really just got drawn into the national anthem and what was going on this weekend and the Battle of Bristol and leading up to 9/11 and everything else. It was rather amazing. And then you had the football game, and I've been into the track, and I've heard it get loud in there. But mainly due to the race cars, not due to the fans and everything else. It just because I lost my train of thought. To hear the school spirit, to be there, to feel, like I said, I've been to many football games or many races there, and it gets loud there due to the cars and due to everything going on. Never have I heard it be that loud due to the fans and the grandstands, and to hear that and to hear the school spirit. You know, it was one of those games that I had no dog in the fight. I'm a Big Ten guy. I could care less about Tennessee. I could care less about Virginia Tech. I could care less about the ACC. I could care less about the SEC. I mean, ultimately, I'm there to do my job and to be as professional as I can, and I'm going to take in the moments and enjoy it. But, you know, I obviously don't have a dog in the fight and really care less how the outcome of the game comes. But to see the passion, to see the energy, it drew you in. It made you want to pick a side. It made you want to see Peyton Manning out there on the field, to see Michael Vick out there, to see Bruce Smith, to see some of the great Haslams, to see some of the greats from these colleges show up for this event. And see the reaction and hear the reactions from the fans and the students. It blew my mind. Great football game. I don't think that they really could have passed. I mean, other than it ended up being a closer game, I think 45-24 is ended up being the final result. Tennessee ended up running away with it. But to watch Virginia Tech come out and go up by a couple touchdowns and look like they were going to play spoiler to this Battle of Bristol, to then turn around and watch Tennessee turn around and close it back in and eventually tie the game. You thought that, you know, okay, we're going to have a back-and-forth kind of game. And, you know, eventually we watched Tennessee just kind of run away with it. But you couldn't really have asked for a better game. I think it was one of the things that you would have scripted, especially being a Tennessee fan and the fact that it was in Tennessee. I don't think you could have scripted any better to start off behind and kind of play from behind and, you know, gain the momentum and take over not only the game, but take over the momentum and everything else and the fans and, it was crazy. I know free game, it was difficult to get anywhere. Like we tried about four or five different ways of getting across the street to the game, and it was just not happening. Every way was blocked up. We had to wait for the walk of ball, or the ball walk, I guess is what they call it, or the football players walk from the bus clear all the way down to the stadium. It was just one of those things. I got to admit, traffic wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be getting out of there. Granted, we left a little bit early, but due to us needing to get back, and some of us happened to work in the first thing in the morning, and of course, Jordy had to work as well. She just was busting on, happened to be there as soon as we got back. She got to sleep on the way back, plus she got a couple hours back before she had to go in. But I honestly thought traffic, as many people that was heading out, it was going to be much worse than what it was. And it wasn't. And I was rather pleasantly surprised on that. For the most part, I think it was like one person that was struck. I think that was the biggest thing that kind of wowed me at first. I thought it was going to get out of, things were going to get out of hand more than they did. As I was observing, I did notice a couple people that were already pretty much lit up before the game, early. I'm talking about 4 or 5 o'clock with an eight something to kickoff time. Pretty lit up and out there causing problems and looked like they were trying to pick fights.
I think the thing that amused me the most, and I think it's a lot when I worked at Chapel Hill, just people getting really stupid when it comes to alcohol. You had to assume as it realized real quick that you're not allowed to take in liquor. And I'm watching as I was waiting at one point in time for Shorty to use the bathroom. I was watching people just down liquor like it was no tomorrow. Like they're trying to just consume it all so they don't got to waste none of it. They had gotten themselves where they're sloppy drunk, barely able to walk, and here you are four hours before the game even starts. And they're also trying to give away, let's say Kurt, talking about free shots, and just walking up to random people. They are so drunk and barely able to walk, just trying to give it away. And I just kind of had to shake my head. As many, many nights that I worked in Chapel Hill and had to deal with, that one understood why there were so many drunk people, as drunk as they were anyway, coming to the bars and the clubs after the games. I'm assuming they probably pre-gamed the same way, trying to down all the liquor so they didn't lose none of it. Great game, though. Great athletes. We got to see a hell of a performance. Tennessee, I know there's they're highly spoken of this year. And week one, we watched them struggle and win in overtime against App State. And obviously, it knocked them down the rankings a little bit. And this week, I don't know how that's going to fare out for them come tomorrow or Tuesday when the new rankings come out. Not the strongest performances. Obviously, they finished strong, but not the greatest performance. I would be shocked if they moved up any at all. But all in all, a great night. I would highly recommend if they, I don't know if it's something they plan on doing annually or not. I hope so. I would love to have the opportunity to go back and do this again. And, you know, we learned a lot this time when going to the Battle of Bristol, and definitely do things a little bit differently next year. But I would highly suggest, even if you are not a fan of Tennessee, and if it ends up being Virginia Tech and Tennessee next year, I don't know if it's going to be an annual, if it's an annual thing, then to be in the annual team that they use. But I would highly suggest having an opportunity, if you have an opportunity to go to them. I know people that flew into California to watch this game, and, you know, I think people that were working for security, and even those aspects of it, they enjoyed it. Honestly, if you are a fan of college football, period, this is one of those games that, regardless if you have a dog in the fight, you really need to win and be part of just to feel the excitement, the energy, to be part of something larger than just the players out there. I mean, 156,909 in attendance. Be part of history. Be part of something larger than NCAA, something larger than college football, larger than something than the 110 Nation. To be part of a record that may or may never, ever be broke. That's a lot of people in it. Like I said, I got to thank SMI, and I know this doesn't mean a lot to other people out there, but yeah, we're five and a half years at this point in the making, and there has never been an event that I have gotten to go to. Now, Miss Lee's gotten an event that she got this little privilege. I'm not going to say privilege, but I have not gone to an event in the 30 or so little break to the event that I've been to anyway. And have I had a spot at a table? I have never had a name tag that says the 110 Nation. I have never had a seat at the table. It is either I look to see who doesn't show up and take one of their spots, or I've sat on the floor many times at all these events that I've been to, even the ones that have been set up by other people that I have, you know, worked with the partners in Charlotte when I worked for NASCAR and did my interview with David Reagan and R.J. Meddy. When I went to Martinsville, and that was set up, and all these events that I've gone to, either I've had to take somebody's seat that didn't show up, or I sat on the floor. And this was the first weekend that I got to go to an event, and there was a 110 Nation label, and we actually had our own assigned seat. Like I said, I know that is petty to most people, but you know, after 5 years and 3 years of going to events, we didn't go nothing the first couple of years. They didn't know about it. You know, it's kind of one of the things that lets me feel that we're moving in the right direction and we're slowly but surely growing. And it just feels good to be recognized enough to kind of be at the big too. Versus trying to be at the big boys table and not feel invited or wanted or anything. So it was cool. Shorty did a phenomenal job of taking pictures. If you guys have not checked out the photos, I have posted to our Facebook group. There's a lot of cool photos of the videos that she posted to the page. So you guys need, or well, I posted to the page when she took. You guys need to check them out. It was just really cool. Kind of give you an idea of what her point of view was and being at the ground level and be able to see what she got to see. And like I said, you know, get to see the video of the players getting ready to come out on the field, the national anthem, and just how full the grandstands were. Like I said, next year, if they do this again, we're definitely going to make all effort to be out there again. If you guys are football fans, you really need to, like I said, even if you're not a Tennessee fan, Virginia Tech fan, or whoever they have out there next year, make it out there. It's more about you. It's more about me. It's more about all this going on. It's about being part of history. It's about being part of the biggest college game. And it might not be the national title game. It might not be a bowl game. It might not be nothing other than simply two games or two teams that probably won't even be considered in the top four. But it's by far the largest game with 156,000 plus out there in attendance. And it was just a great time. Make sure you guys tune in tomorrow. Once the Nation Sports Show is back at it again, we've got a couple great guests. I'm looking forward to that. Mike's going to be joining us in the studio as well. Make sure you guys check out our blog site, www.110nationsports.com. Also, check out our fan page, the 110 Nation Sports. I want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight.